Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Podcast. Over the last 30 years, it has been my joy to assist humanity in aligning with their magnificence so they may heal, discover their natural gifts, and communicate with loved ones living on the other side. May you also experience delight while we dance in the powerful, intuitive world of energy. Let's get going. Hello, welcome to my podcast, or welcome back to my podcast. I'm recording this podcast on April 11th, 2024. I still have two classes that will go live in a week or two here in April. One of them is about the journey of the soul. So you'll learn a lot about woo-woo and reincarnation, Akashic records, spirit guides, a lot about what happens after a soul leaves its body, which is very cool and interesting. And that's what that class is about. It's 8 weeks. And then its mate, another class that I'm teaching for 8 weeks as well, is all about vibration, manifesting frequency, energy, so that you can actually create what you truly desire. What we're learning on Earth is to pay attention to what authentically brings us joy. And so it's very important to be able to feel when your body's expansive, when bright light and joy are near you, and when it's not contracted, but the light is dimmer. The universe believes in free will, so it's not going to scream and yell at you not to do something. It might go, huh, that's an interesting choice. But if you can start to feel when your body expands or contracts, it's not a true contraction. It's just that the light gets a little bit dimmer. You're going to be able to make better choices. The first time I sat in front of a mic a long time ago, like, 16 maybe years ago, I was invited onto someone's show, a radio show. It was live radio, not podcasts like we have today, but live radio. And I was very nervous. I used to be a very shy person, so I'm sweating profusely. And they didn't have cameras in the studio at that time, which was great. You didn't have to wear any makeup. You could pretty much wear whatever you wanted. You could sweat like a pig and nobody knew. It was really wonderful. And so despite the fact that I was really nervous, I had a blast. I fell in love with the mic. I actually have dreams with microphones in them. So I knew, because I could feel my energy expanding, I could feel the light, that I was supposed to have mics in my life. Like, it's important for me to record things, to do podcasts, to be interviewed, to teach online, because all of that requires microphones. So even in that instance, my logical mind did not know what that meant. I was more concerned with the fact that I turned beet red and sweat like a pig. That's what my mind was focused on. But I had already, had an established practice as an energy worker, and I understood the laws of the universe and the laws of energy. Is you have to ignore what your logical mind is saying, and you have to go towards the vibration, the expansion, the light. And will it make sense to your brain? Absolutely not. It's not supposed to. That's the part that's really unique for humanity and where we have been in our vibrational understanding, which has been very little. We're starting, and I mean as a collective group of people, we're starting to recognize that do not listen to your brain. It's lovely, it's beautiful, but it's only for factual things like wear more deodorant, Marie, when you go to radio, which is what I did, or I wore certain clothes where you wouldn't know that I was profusely sweating. So the logical mind is very different than your multisensory connection. You are essentially two very unique creative beings inside of you right now. You are this physical self that has all these incredible organs and this amazing physiology and trillions of neurotransmitters in your brain. I mean, I think the body is way cool, fascinating and interesting. And then you are this light. And when you leave this body, think of your body as like the sacred church that is housing your energy. And then maybe humanity will treat their bodies with a lot more respect and understanding and love and compassion, because they are incredible vessels that hold our light, the light that we brought down from the heavens, that we wish to have a shift in perception, which I think is a healing, a shift in perception, and to also have fun here. And something my guides have shared with me over the years, that sex on earth is really different than sex in the heavens. I'm sure I've said this before. It's different to have sex in the physical form, of course, healthy, wonderful, passionate, desired sex, of course. I mean, they wink at me when they talk about like, wink, wink, you know, make sure you get your fill of that, because it's very different in the heavens. When you don't have a physical form, you don't need physical touch. You can feel the energy all around you when your light is not encased in the sacred building of a church. It's really how I look at the body. I think it's the best church on the planet is your own physical form. When you're in the heavens and you're in your pure light, you don't get lonely. Sorrow isn't a common experience. You feel so much. You feel so alive. You don't need your logical brain to explain things to you because you're in such powerful intuitive pulsation of knowingness that is highly accurate and very compassionate and really unique and scrumptious. So this beautiful body that you decided to experience when you came to a physical world that houses the energy that you brought to earth at this time for all kinds of glorious reasons is something to appreciate, adore, and cherish while you're here. And when you leave earth at some point in time, you will not have a physical form. So if you could enjoy this, appreciate, value it, but remember that you are light. And that's why it's critically important to learn how to hang out with energy, to connect with it, to communicate with it, to have it as an important part of your life. That's critical and highly necessary to make sure that you understand the light within you and how your light is connecting with the multisensory world. That also means you need to get to know yourself, not from an intellectual perception. So if you could spend more time with your light and your energy and your divinity, you're going to be more able to manifest what you want and all of those things that make you truly, 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 truly happy. So as we're talking about this a little bit before I go to the voicemails, the phone lines, because I don't do live radio anymore. I do podcasts and people actually go to my website and leave a voicemail, which I love. I love the voicemails. Leave a question. They record a question and I answer it for my psychic ability. But as we've been talking about your physical form, this sacred church that you belong to, that's a part of you, that's housing your light, it's important to also, especially for humans as we continue to expand, is to pay attention to our autonomic system, the difference between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. So the parasympathetic is calm, relaxed. It's who you really are. It's your normal state. The sympathetic comes from overthinking, worrying, and analyzing, which is not healthy, puts you in stress, anxiety, lowers your vibration. And then people think the fear-driven anxiety knowledge is intuition, but it's not. Intuitive information will not communicate that way ever. So it's critical to learn how to calm yourself down, how to quiet your mind, how to do things that bring you joy, not take things too seriously, and to love this beautiful body of yours that is your church, your sacred church, that you created before you came here. All right. So in saying all of that, we also have a really cool astrological event that's about to happen. I'm recording today on April 11, 2024. We've just finished our second eclipse this year. They come in series, you know, kind of a package deal. Eclipses, we'll have another package later on in the year. But we're about to have something quite unique that happens every 10 to 12 years on Earth, where Uranus, the planet of surprise, and kind of an ET energy. It's very electric. It has a lot to do with computers and just expansive knowing. It's very beautiful. I'm not an astrologer, so I obviously don't know all the language to describe astrology. But it's going to meet in the heavens with Jupiter, which is the planet of good luck and expansion. So cool things could be happening in your life. This is happening on April 20th this year. It hasn't happened, I think, for 12 years, but it's every 10 to 12 years that these two meet in the heavens and can bring something really magnificent into your life. So perhaps if you've ever had an astrology reading, you'll go find out where Uranus is in your chart, where Jupiter is in your chart, which also means right now where Taurus is, and and Aquarius. I would go kind of find out where those are, because that might give you a hint where some expansion and great luck and something very cool and surprising could happen in your life. And if you don't have those things, maybe you get an astrology reading and figure that out. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start listening to the phone lines. If you've left me a message, just be patient. My answers, I think, are really good. I've had a very successful practice for 25 years. So successful that, you know, I can't take care of everyone. I'm one person, but I do my very best. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Marie. Thank you so much for taking my question. My name's Sherry, and I'm a longtime listener. I've taken a few of your classes and greatly enjoyed them. So I'm calling today. I would love just to have like a general health scan for my body. One of the things I've been dealing with for a few years, and it's especially prominent now, is like just exhaustion. And I feel like it's probably adrenal fatigue, but then again, I don't know. It seems that adrenal fatigue is one of those things that people say isn't real, so I'm not really sure what to make of it. But essentially, you know, I'll have some days where I feel like I have energy, or often it's kind of like hour to hour. I'm just really struggling with having energy to do things. And of course, I'm kind of relying on caffeine, and I intuitively would like to lower it. I'm not having a ton, but I'm having coffee, and I know my body doesn't love it, but to lower it or to stop it altogether, I feel like I would just not be able to function at all. So I'm wondering what you see. I'm really trying to do my best to go to bed a bit earlier and take magnesium, and I am taking some herbs to support my adrenals. I'm taking maca. I'm taking a tincture that has a blend of adrenal support herbs. But I am finding I'm using caffeine, and I am having alcohol a little more often than I'd like to. I'm having a really hard time letting go of that, and I think I'm just trying to deal with stress. So anyway, if you have ways to really help me improve my energy, because one of the things I'm really working on right now as part of a course with you with the mediumship is raising my vibration, and I'm finding that extremely difficult on these days where I'm like, feel like I'm walking through mud. So I would appreciate whatever you're seeing. Thank you so much, and thank you for your work.
Oh, you're welcome, Sherry. It's my pleasure. I'm sorry you're so tired. I think part of this is hormonal, by the way. So it's good you're taking maca, but I'm more of a fan of HPA Adapt, which I think has maca in it. But for some, it's by Integrative Therapeutics. And I'm not a nutritionist, a physician. I don't have a nursing license any longer. So whenever I recommend a supplement, everyone needs to check with their practitioners, especially when people are taking pharmacology, because herbs are very powerful and they can interact with all kinds of medications. So it's critical that people check with their pharmacists or their doctors, their practitioners. I think you should have your hormones checked. Adrenal fatigue is a real thing. It's just not something diagnosed in modern medicine. Modern medicine does not pay attention to nutrition. Physicians at the very most get 3 weeks of nutrition in medical school. So they don't really understand the true endocrine activity that's occurring in our body based on what we eat and the microscopic interaction in our body. So they understand adrenal disease, which luckily, when we see holistic practitioners like naturopathic doctors, they can check our cortisol levels and how our adrenals are working and prevent people moving into horrific adrenal disease. Because adrenal diseases are like people have, it could take them years to recover. You know, it's very serious and very significant. So it's kind of how modern medicine is, and I say modern medicine because it's not very old. True traditional medicine has been around since indigenous times, and pharmacology in modern medicine is based on herbs. They actually take plants into the lab, but they then create them synthetically. They don't use the true plant content. They make it synthetically. And we all need both medicines. We do. It's just a reality of where we are in our consciousness. But I think you should have your hormones checked, and you do need to stop drinking. I'm going to tell you what was the rule when I was a nurse in the hospital, which it's probably even worse now in terms of the rule. I don't think it's a bad rule, but it freaks people out when I tell them that when we were doing an intake of our patients, so people are coming to the hospital, we were checking them in, we're going to be taking care of them for days, hopefully only a few days. And one of the questions we would ask them is, how much do you drink? Do you drink every day? And if the answer was yes, they had one drink every day, we would consider them an alcoholic. So we would check the box, alcoholic, which then would open up a whole bunch of PRN, which means medications we don't have to call the physician in the middle of the night to get ordered, things like Ativan for anxiety and other, you know, sleep aids. Because if people drink a drink every night, their body's used to that depending on how long they've been doing that. And then we have them in the hospital where we're not serving alcohol. Although I remember one doctor. He at the time, he was an older physician. He's probably not on the planet any longer, but he did keep a six pack in a small refrigerator that sometimes he would order that would give someone a beer. It only happened to me a couple of times in the hospital, but I think it's kind of funny. So we don't want patients to go into DT. I'm not saying you're an alcoholic at all. I don't mean to even imply that. But when patients are ill and they're in the hospital and we can't give them alcohol, we don't want them to go into anxiety or stress or start to detoxify from that alcohol without support. You know, we would give them other medications to keep them out of detoxifying, especially if they need surgery or they need some strong medication. We don't want to, you know, freak out their whole body at that time. So yeah, you shouldn't drink very much. I think the last time I had a drink was 2 weeks ago. So I occasionally drink a glass of champagne or some cute little, you know, drink. But I think it should be very occasional or none at all. It's hepatic toxic. It's not good for the liver. But you are overthinking and analyzing. That's what's bringing you stress. And that's what's creating some problem with your adrenals. That's why it's making you tired. And you need to have your hormones checked out. Your energy otherwise looks fine. There's not a lot of vibration in the first, second, and third. A lot of people will work on their upper level chakras, which seem more interesting and fun. But people forget that the base of our energetic system, the foundation, is chakras 1, 2, and 3. I hope that's helpful. And I hope you are having fun in class. I'll see you soon.
Hi, Marie. This is Alicia in Montana. My question pertains to my own psychic development. I've been seeing and hearing and smelling and having experiences for years. And I finally found a good therapist, and she recommended that maybe I'm not crazy, and I have since realized that. She signed me up for psychic development classes, and it's really been eye-opening and a great experience. My teacher says that we all develop differently and not to compare myself to the other students in the class. I'm feeling like I'm not growing or experiencing as much as I used to. And so I was hoping you might have some advice or reassurance, something. I'm eager to use this gift. So I'd like to help others. Do you see me having a future career in this, or will it just turn into a hobby? And I love your what if cards. Thanks, Marie.
You're welcome, Alicia. Thank you. And I'm so happy you know you're not crazy. Yay! Which just kind of tells me you've been surrounded by people who don't vibrate on the same frequency as you, whether it's your family or friends. You haven't been around like-minded individuals, which can be frustrating and kind of confusing. And, you know, when you don't have people who can validate your experience or who don't understand the multisensory world, that and you're really multisensory, which you are really multisensory. Whether this becomes a hobby or a career is completely up to you. It's about your desires. I would take away the need to help others. That's a tricky platform. Because that's a need. I want you to do this out of joy. And when anyone does something out of joy, then they are helping others. So try to change that in your mind. The only thing that I can see where you're having a struggle is you don't know how to get out of your brain. And you somehow think that analyzing intuition is a mental process. It's not. So if you could start to rest in the lower half of your body, and I know I have a YouTube video somewhere on YouTube about getting out of your head and resting in the second chakra. It's something I teach in every class. I teach and I teach to all my clients, even if they don't want me to. They go, oh, do we have to do that again? I'm like, yes, we have to do that again. So the premise of this activity, my spirit guides taught me this a long time ago to help me with my psychic ability, is that you want to rest. That means you want to feel your energy, like bring it out of your head. And this is your energy. You can pull it down. It's yours. Bring it out of your brain and focus on the lower half of the body. Like right now, I'm feeling my glute muscles where I'm sitting. I'm wiggling my toes in my shoes. When I work, I tend to just naturally rest in the lower half of my body. That's what allows intuition to come forward, because intuition is actually in the second layer of the auric field outside of your physical form in what's called the emotional response system. And to get connected to that, you have to be in the lower half of your body. So do your best not to think things. And you are a negative thinker. You think in fear dominated things. And that's also never the way intuition communicates. And intuition is 1,000 times more accurate than the logical mind. So practice resting in the lower half of your body and feeling your energy there, getting to know it, hanging out, being friends. And then I think things will just get much easier and simpler and more fun for you. Good question.
Hi, Marie. This is Paul from Minneapolis. My question today is regarding my current relationship. There are parts where we feel great connection. However, there's a hesitation on my part regarding physical intimacy. I don't know, my energy seems really split in this relationship. I was just curious what you see as my highest good here. Thank you and much love. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. I'm sorry you guys are having a challenging time in that regard, because to me, that's a big perk about relationships. You know, is the intimate part of it when in romantic partnership relationships. I don't think this has anything to do with the other person. I think this has something to do with you. And I don't think there's anything wrong. I think you need to get out of your head about this. And your partner needs to give you some space so you can figure this out. Like maybe you don't want to be intimate with this person. And if you don't, that's okay. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Again, as I was saying before to our last caller, getting out of your head and resting in the lower half of your body and really feeling your energy, which will be excellent for the prostate gland, by the way, because the emotional response system, which is very deep friends with the second chakra, governs the prostate gland and really all reproductive organs for men and women, or however we identify ourselves. So I think your body's trying to get you into that space so that you can start to get to know yourself and feel what you want and ask for what you need or want. Maybe something needs to just tweak in this relationship, but that's where the exploration needs to come from within yourself by getting out of your brain and your heart chakra. You're highly empathetic, so you always feel guilty if you are disappointing others, and that's not healthy either. And that's not even the true vibration of the heart chakra. The heart chakra's highest frequency is universal love, and universal love thinks everything's perfect exactly the way it is. So stay away from these chakras, rest in the lower half of your body and get to know you, and then start to respect your feelings, whatever they are, and honor them and follow them. That's what I would recommend.
Hello, Marie. Marilla here from New Jersey. How are you? I have to really say thank you for doing this. I lost my grandmother, what I would call her my mother figure. Yeah. Although mom was always around, but she to me was my everything, my grandmother. I lost about going on eight years now in May. And I was brought up in Catholic, but ever since she moved on, trying to keep her a little closer to me, I've become more of a spiritual person, spiritual being. So I just came across your podcast about a week or so ago, and I really truly appreciate you. Anyhow, I have so many questions, but I guess my main one would be, what do you get when you read off my energy? And 2023 was really a hard year for me, both professionally and personally. We're actually still struggling with some issues in a family, matter as we speak. But we'll see what 2024 brings. Anyhow, so really my question for now is, what do you read of out of my energy? Thank you so much.
Hi, Marla. And I'm so sorry about your grandmother. And you're so, of course you're right, you know, but as soon as you said grandma, I'm like, mother, it's motherly energy. You were so lucky to have two women to take care of you. But one was just way more nurturing, way more loving. And she thinks of herself as your mother. She really mothered everyone, but you two had a very tight bond. And your grandmother is around you all the time. She just adores you. She loves your spirit. She loves your fighting energy. She loves how you make things happen in your life and you don't put up with a lot, which hasn't been typical for a lot of women throughout the generations in your family line. So she just adores you, And she's going to hang out with you and do her best to kind of act like a guide for you or an angel. And that's always it is like Jupiter when people like the planet Jupiter, when people who've crossed feel some devotion towards us and send a lot of light and powerful energy to us. I mean, it's like winning the lottery. It's a very positive thing. Your energy is heavy. Like you take things way too seriously and you're a little too controlling it internally and externally. So you're wanting to kind of wash that away from yourself and lighten up your vibration and allow yourself to have more intimacy in your life. Like getting to know yourself really well is the deepest form of intimacy, by the way, the deepest form of intimacy. And that comes from deep kindness and personal, unconditional love and just cherishing oneself. It's so critical for our evolution. And then letting people in, but really good people. I know you can handle a lot and you're super strong. And again, your grandmother appreciates that about you. But just because you're strong doesn't mean you can handle difficult people. When it comes to people in your life, they need to be like you, honest, committed, kind. Yeah, all of those things. And because you can handle a lot, you're like, well, that's okay. I'm like, no, it's not okay. I think that it's best if we have like-minded people in our life, people who are like us, people who, if you're a kind person and friends and others who are in your life are also kind. Because who else is really going to help you and who else are you really going to trust when it comes to your needs? And tough people need help eventually. Things will happen in their life too where they need people to help them. And your grandmother's not here. So, and she probably hasn't been able to really help you for a long time anyway, not really. So that's what I think about your energy. Okay.
Hi, Marie. My name is Martine. I'm from Montreal. Great meeting you. I had a question around my brain health, actually. Mm. I had a serious concussion a few years ago, and when medical science couldn't help me, I actually healed myself energetically from the inside out. Lately, though, I've been feeling like I have some energetic remnants, and I'd love to hear your take on that. Thanks so much.
Hi, Martine, and good job healing yourself. Yeah, for some reason, modern medicine doesn't pay attention to slight concussions. And of course, big surprise here. I mean, modern medicine has been okaying football players to crash their heads into each other for generations, ignoring even the slightest concussion. And then now finally, modern medicine has done all these researches, and we now know that it's detrimental to the brain, no matter how nice the helmet is. And it's they're just not really great at going really deep. It has to be super serious, like super obvious and super serious. And then modern medicine goes, oh, and then they fix those things, which is great. But when it's kind of a gray area, that's when we need more holistic medicine. And the brain is needs a lot of fat. You know, it runs, needs a lot of cholesterol to actually work really well. And when it gets injured, even a small injury, it needs a ton of rest. It's a very busy organ and it needs to rest. I think what your brain wanted you to learn with this concussion that you had a while ago is to stop overusing your brain. I mean, you don't know how to stop using it. And it's nice to be super smart. It's really nice to be intelligent. I mean, it's fun. It's interesting. It can be very entertaining, but it's just one aspect of knowledge. And you are also, you have other aspects of knowledge. So leave your brain alone. Don't keep going back up in there and overusing the gray matter and your neurotransmitters. Like, give it a rest. Learn how to rest. You had a rest to heal yourself from the concussion. I've had one myself, actually. And when the EMTs came out, I was actually in someone else's house and some furniture fell on my head. I was bleeding and the EMT said I was fine. Let me drive home. Not a good idea. I wake up the next morning and I'm getting ready for work. It's when I was a nurse and I'm putting on my cute little nursing socks. There's little nurses on the outside on the ankles. And I couldn't understand why the nurses were on the inside. I couldn't figure out how to put my socks on correctly. So I call my nurse supervisor. I tell her what's happening. She goes, yeah, don't come to work. I'm like, yeah, I stayed home for 2 weeks and rested and slept, but it helped me to learn to stay away from my brain and to be in my body. You know how to do this, but you need to practice it. This is kind of your, I don't know if this word is the right word, but like your nemesis, because you're so smart. You want to go back in your brain and figure everything out logically when you need to like chill and let the rest of you naturally get different types of solutions and answers as you move forward. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Marie. This is Naomi. I've recently become aware of your work and I'm already a huge fan. I'm a developing medium myself. Feels like a lifelong full circle moment. Still working on it, but my question has more to do with actually my relationship with wealth and money. I have a really hard time hanging on to money. I carry a lot of debt. It's a huge source of shame that I have. And I also have a hard time charging appropriately for my work in mediumship and in my day job as well. So I really want to work on healing that relationship because I think the stress also has a negative effect on my health. So I would like to know any insight you might have about my situation. And thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, Naomi. And thank you for working in the multisensory world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Obviously, you know, we need more people who desire and it's fun for them. I can tell it feeds your energy and you love it. And you've asked me one of my favorite questions in the world. I will be talking about it in the vibrational class, by the way. I actually have helped a lot of people regarding wealth because I grew up in a family that financially struggled. My dad didn't pay child support. My mom raised five of us all by herself. I'm the oldest of five. We're all a year apart. Shocking. Yes, my parents were Catholic when they married. And so we lived in like low-income housing. In fact, my siblings and my mother lived outside of low-income housing after I got married and moved out. I got married really young, 20. And so I understand it. And when I got divorced, I got scared because it kind of like brought back all of those feelings of my mother. Like she didn't know how we were going to have enough food. Sometimes we had to get food stamps. Sometimes we need medical coupons. Sometimes we'd have to go to a food bank to get food because she worked as much as she could typically more than one job, sometimes more than two jobs, to take care of all of us. And I'm just really grateful that she works so hard to take care of us. Not a lot of nurturing happening in that family, but it's completely understandable. So this is one of my favorite topics. I've always had a passion for it. In fact, when my parents were struggling students at the University of Washington, we lived in student housing close to the university. And the student housing, I don't know where it is now for the university, but it was down this really big hill. And so we, you know, drive through Laurelhurst, which is a very nice neighborhood in Seattle, or it used to be. It's an old school. It's still nice, but it's old neighborhood in Seattle, which is young if you're from the East Coast that likes old buildings. So we would go through Laurelhurst, and I would say to my parents, why can't we live up here? Like, why don't we live up here? What's going on? You know, I didn't understand why we couldn't live where people had swimming pools in the backyard and, you know, stuff like that. So I've always believed in manifesting when my parents give me whatever lame answer they gave me, because I believe in manifesting. I'm just like, what are they talking about? We could live wherever we want. And I really believe in financial freedom. I really believe in financial freedom. I really believe it's an important part of human experience and development. So in saying all of that, you're right. It's about the relationship with wealth. You picked the right words. Good job. So the first thing I ask clients or anyone that I'm coaching on this topic is I ask them, what makes you really happy? And I actually help people individually to discover that. As they tell me their answers, I keep feeling the vibration and I wait till we get to a really high. Some people, I can't get to a super, super high, but it's better than where their energy is. You can get to a super, super high. I'm seeing a couple things for you I'll share in a moment. Like mine is subatomic particles. Love subatomic particles. So once you figure out what something is that makes you super happy, and it cannot be other people, because people disappoint us sometimes. We get into arguments with people. We're not happy with them. Even our pets could poop in our house, or my cat has been pooping in the bathroom downstairs. I did yell at him and said, if you're going to do that, at least do it on tile. So I am happy he's doing it on tile, but they're 16 and they're a little annoying. My kids are right now. Yeah. So at any rate, you have to figure out what makes you really happy. So I see a couple things for you. I see an ocean. So we know water is definitely something that brings you joy, because in both of the images I have for you, there are water. So I see like the top of an ocean. And then I see either moonbeams or sunbeams just coming through. You know, I can see it through the light of the sky, even if it's a dark sky, which this one is like evening. So maybe it's more of a sunset, or, you know, a little bit later and the moon's coming out. And then just the light on the water. It's very beautiful. And then the other one, I'm actually in the water and it's not super deep. It is the ocean again. And I can see rocks and cute little crabs. So ocean water is probably what's going to make you go, ah, because that's how you correct one's relationship with wealth. You have to be in a different vibration to allow it to flow into one's life. So before you interact with wealth every single time for the rest of your life, and this is for everyone who's listening, you just might have to figure out what it is that really turns you on. You have to think of that and feel that. So like if I were at a coffee shop, you know, because even though I don't drink a lot of coffee, I go to coffee shops every day because they're one of my favorite places. Although the drive-thrus are not as fun. I got to get out of the car more and go inside. As I'm walking in there, and I'll usually have my card in my pocket because I have a dog outside typically waiting for a treat, I will think of subatomic particles and raise my vibration. As I'm handing the card to the barista, I'm thinking about subatomic particles. As I'm signing the receipt, I'm thinking about subatomic particles. As I'm putting my card back in my pocket, I'm thinking about subatomic particles. So every transaction like that, you reintroduce the feeling and the thought of what makes you really happy before you put your password into online banking, before you look at totals, before you transfer funds, before you do anything. You're going to go to, like in my case, think about subatomic particles, before you go to the mailbox and grab financial mail, before you open it, before you write a check. Every single time, in order to get wealth to be a free-flowing, natural experience in your life, which all of humanity deserves and is meant to have, you have to first think about and feel the thing that makes you happy. Great question. And let's go to our next caller.
Hi, Marie. This is Alicia. I'm in New Zealand. I come from Poland. I've been trying to follow my joy for a few years now, looking for the right career path, looking for the right relationships, and I keep not finding them, and I keep choosing the wrong things. So I'm guessing you'll probably tell me to love myself more. Yes. And accept myself, which is, I'm noticing after watching your videos. But my question is about a number I keep seeing, which is 9/11. Is that some kind of message? Because I keep seeing it very often, sometimes a couple of times a day. Is that trying to tell me something? And if so, what? That would be greatly appreciated if you could clarify. Thank you so much for everything you do. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Alicia. And yes, it's trying. These are from your guides. They're getting your attention that when you're seeing beautiful numbers like 9/11, 333, you know, 10/10, 11/11, it means that whatever you're thinking about or whatever you were just doing prior to seeing those numbers, or sometimes while you're seeing the numbers, that your spirit guides are going, good job. You're on the right track. Keep going. That's what that means. It's that simple. And yes, fall in love with yourself. And everything changes. People get an upgrade to their life when they fall in love with themselves. Okay.
Hello, Marie. This is Eva from Prague, Czech Republic. I would like to get an overall energy check. And also, I would like to know what my spirit guides would like to tell me. Also, I would like to know how to raise my vibration. There is a special man in my life with whom I have been in love with for the past 7 or 8 years. And I have not manifested him in a romantic relationship, even though when we met, we were very, very close and somewhat intimate. I also feel very energetically connected to him on what I call a 5D level. But currently, or some past times, I have been feeling a low vibrational energy in myself, and I struggle to raise it. And this is especially in situations where I witness him flirting and hitting on different women sort of behavior. At least this is my perception of what I feel he's doing. And also my perception of him avoiding me or not being interested in me. So I would like to get a clarification on my relationship and energetic connection with him. Also, I am having little trouble sleeping. Not that I can't fall asleep. I actually can fall asleep very fast, but I do tend to wake up a lot during the night. Any insights that you might have for me would be much appreciated. Thank you very much, Marie. Bye-bye.
Yes, of course, Eva, but I will not answer all those questions. That's like a private session, you know, group of questions. But this gentleman is not your partner. He would have been your partner already if he was. Creating and manifesting what we want isn't complicated. So when you're having a complicated set of experiences, you know that you're not on the right track. And this comes from your spirit guides. This comes from me. This comes from the universe. So you try to listen to your brain and you think that's intuitive, but I don't think it's important that humans should listen to their mind unless it's over something logical. Like I have to make sure that as many animals as possible are away from the door when I'm recording, that, you know, I do a sound check, that I'm picking the right numbers to answer questions that I have not answered before, all kinds of interesting things. That's only what the brain is for. And you've analyzed and processed this relationship. In my opinion, you've wasted 7/8 years. Of course, nothing's a waste. You're learning something really incredible here. Don't listen to your mind. It's not an intuitive organ. Even though the third eye is here in the brain, the third eye projects intuition that comes from your emotional response system, and you don't feel your emotions. You feel other people and you think those are your emotions, but they're not. This is not a good guy for you. He doesn't even want to be in a relationship with you. So stop daydreaming about him. Stop. You keep repeating this old pattern of betrayal and being attracted to people, not just lovers, but even friends who are not in your best interest. You've got to walk away from that pattern. So stay away from your brain. That will help you sleep. Learn to rest in the lower half of your body. That means feel the lower half of your body. And unless when you're down there feeling the lower half of your body, if it tells you something that your brain is telling you, which it never will, intuition is the opposite of the mind, then you can follow what your mind says. But that will never happen. Intuition does not agree with the brain because the brain's not an intuitive organ. They will never have the same information. Okay, I hope that's helpful. Thank you.
Hi, Mari. My name is Maggie. I struggle with insomnia for as long as I can remember. I wanted to get your advice on what should I do to stop being awake at night. I'm working through my issues. I've been in therapies, and I feel like my guides, my body is trying to tell me something, and I, you know, work through some of my issues at night, but it's really disturbing. I can't work. I can't, you know, have a normal life because I'm most of the time I'm tired after sleepless nights. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And it'll be important for you, Maggie, to stop thinking. For anyone who has insomnia, it's from overthinking and analyzing, and people don't know how to stop their brain. They don't know how to relax. Meditation is there to help us to learn not to be addicted to our thoughts and our brain, to learn to quiet our mind. I think meditating to white noise is a great way to learn to stop listening to the brain and have your hormones checked to make sure their progesterone is in a good place. Because if that hormone starts to decline, it can make it more difficult for women to sleep. It's a very common problem. So I would do those things, but practice, 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 not listening to your brain and calming yourself down hours before you go to sleep. Turn off all electrical devices like phones and computers. Don't watch TV for several hours before you go to bed. You can't have a lot of neurostimulation and get restful sleep. It just can't happen. All right. I hope that's helpful.
Hi, Marie. My name's Soeng and I'm calling from Sydney, Australia. And I'm hoping to get your help on how to sleep again. I was hit by a truck back in March of this year. And since then, I've had severe insomnia, panic attacks and heightened nervous system, fight or flight response. All day and all night, and I haven't had any deep sleep for 9 months now. And I've tried all sorts of therapies, including EMDR type therapies, and emotional and energetic healing. And I'm running out of options now. I don't know what else to do or try. And I was hoping to get your insight into how to resolve my heightened nervous system and hence my sleep issues. Thank you very much for everything that you do, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry about getting hit by a truck and then having your whole body just go into fight or flight. So that's more about the autonomic system, your adrenal glands, the kidneys, all of that. I think it'd be nice if you start to talk to your body and remind it that that car accident is over with. You know, this is months or a year or so away from the incident. Like, tell your body often what's really going on now, so it's not continuing to respond from something historical that happened, you know, perhaps a year ago. I do think, and you may not agree or like what I say, that you should consider taking some pharmacology like Ambien or whatever your doctors recommend, because your brain is trying to heal from this as well. Your whole body is, and you need the rest in order to finish the healing. And you don't have to take it forever, but maybe for just a short period of time, some actually pharmacology sleep aid. I heard there's some over-the-counter ones that are, you know, that even pregnant women can take. I think it's called No Dose. which at least in the United States, OBGYNs recommend that for women who are pregnant, having a hard time sleeping. So if that's the case, right, then it's a fairly safe over-the-counter drug. But I think it kind of exhausted the holistic approach, although I'm not a fan of EMDR. I've looked at it several times. I don't think it's very effective, but that's just me. Maybe it's effective for some people. I just don't think it's very strong. For some reason, I don't feel that way. And you probably have had, not probably, this is what I'm getting, past lives of accidents. And so your body got shucked to the core. In fact, what I'm doing right now, sometimes I do a podcast over several days when I'm recording. So I started this on one day, but today is actually April 14th, 2024. So I'm answering a few more questions. It takes me sometimes a couple days to get a podcast done. So I'm actually unwinding some past life for you. I'm having a conversation with some previous lifetimes of yours. It's something that happens to me sometimes when I work with clients. There are some clients I've seen for years and I've never done past life work with them. Very odd. But something opens up for me on the left-hand side of my body and in the room that I'm in. And it lets me know we're going to do past life work. That's how I knew, oh my gosh, this is past life related. That's why you got so shook to your core. That's probably why I want you to take some sleep aids so your body can even finish the healing. But I'm just unraveling some past life stuff. And the accidents then, they weren't car accidents like the one you were in. One of them was like a huge boat accident. So a while ago when cars were brand new or just being invented or even before their invention, there was a major large ship accident. And I'm not around the U.S. I'm actually closer to Egypt, maybe the Nile, who knows, but somewhere over there and thousands of people died. It was pretty intense and you could have been a captain on that ship. You had a responsible job for one of the ships. So I'm just kind of opening this up actually and unweaving it. What I do is typically, I don't know if I'll have time to do it right now, but I talk to the soul and ask them what other choices could you have had prior to this incident? I don't even think you died actually in this accident. I first thought, oh, she died in this accident. Nope, you didn't die in this accident. So that makes it even a little scarier when you're responsible. And what I'm being told is you thought about not taking this particular trip. You had a feeling that it wouldn't have been the best interest to give it to a different captain, actually. So I'm just unraveling some past life. And a cat's trying to get in at the same time. My animals are a little wild today. So I think that's a part of it. Why you got doubly charged by this experience is that you had an uncomfortable accident with vehicles coming together, but in water a long time ago, before cars were invented, on a big body of water, not in the US or wherever you're from. So not in those parts of the world. It takes about 3 weeks to get a past life to unravel. So again, this is the 14th of April, this section of this podcast that I'm recording, and let me know what happens. You can just write me at energyintuitive.com. Thank you. Hope it's helpful.
Hi, Marie. My name is Michelle, and I am located in Tacoma in the Pacific Northwest. And I am calling in specifically first for guidance on my mom's health. So she's 80. And has been diagnosed with specific form of a liver autoimmune illness probably a good 20 some odd years ago. And she's been taking the medication diligently and doing her yearly tests. But I would say in the last 2 years, everything has just gone haywire. There's been so many changes, physical and emotional, mental, and I'm wondering if you can detect any of that and guide me what I should do, whether it is the emotional, spiritual healing of the child in her or that she's forgotten her own magic. So if we could get guidance on that, that would be amazing. And then not to not to take up time on my own accord, but if you see anything in my own energy field that could help me with an issue I've been dealing with probably for the last 4 months that is skin related. And that would be amazing. And I know that you, I've listened to you, your work and your shows where you clear out the energy field and the different chakras and the different depths of the auric field. So is there something trapped in there? Is it, am I on the right path with what I think it is? And then what would you suggest, whether I let go of that or move through it in a different way? Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate every single thing that you do and am diligently learning from you. All right. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. It happens to be gorgeous here in the Northwest today, like stunning, like the sun's out, 60 degrees, you know. I know that doesn't seem very warm, but for this time of year in the Northwest, it's really nice. So Michelle, you can't do your mother's inner child work. And what's happening, the liver is one of the greatest detoxifiers in the body. It gets rid of toxins. The kidneys can too. Even the skin gets rid of toxins. So part of this mental change, I believe, is because your mother's liver disease is getting more intense. And so she can't clear toxins and it's affecting her brain. You cannot do her inner child work for her. And she can't do it either right now. She's not completely aware. I think she's moving towards exiting from Earth. You know, I'm not saying today, I'm not saying right away, but soon, like maybe the next 4 to 5 years. And I think overall, what would be great for you to work on is letting go of trying to fix other people. Even the work I do, I give people advice and do energy work because it brings me joy. I don't even remember most of my sessions or even the radio questions after I'm done. So I don't stay connected to what's going on with people, which I think is actually good that I'm, for me definitely, but even for others, not to have a strong intuitive, you know, following them around the planet. Although lots of my clients wish I would. I think you need to learn to let go and let people have their experiences, whatever they might be, including your mother's. And the interesting thing is, often, extremely often, when we can authentically let go, incredible solutions come in. So I'm not saying there couldn't be some solutions for your mother to live longer, but I feel her wanting to leave the planet. And again, not tomorrow, still got time, but she's working in that direction from my perspective. I hope that's helpful.
Hi, Marie. My name is Margot. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. My son passed away less than a year ago, and I would just like to know if he's okay. Thank you.
I'm so sorry, Margot. I truly, 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 truly am. Your son's so interesting. He's like this kind of strong person or very responsible, but also very childlike, has this childlike energy. I don't want to say immature because I'm not sure of your son's age, but he just has this, I can see why you miss him so much because he's got this fun, playful side to him and then this strong, responsible side to him. Of course he's okay. Of course, I hope that you have heard from him since you left the voicemail. I hope that you have got some experiences from him. He says, Mom, if only you could get a little bit happier, just a little bit happier. And I recommend when you want to have a conference or a connection with a loved one, you can't think about them, especially if you're still in deep grief, which most parents are for the rest of their life, actually, to some extent. You have to not think about him and get happy about something else that brings you great, great joy and get your energy elevated and then say, honey, I'm ready to have a conversation with you. Because he knows that you have this capacity, that he knows that you have this ability. When anyone leaves their body, they have such incredible adventures and incredible experiences. It's kind of like winning the lottery in every area of one's life. I mean, you grow to this major understanding. You forgive things that happened in your life that you thought were difficult or challenging. You have great wonder and magic that just shocks and surprises you in every single way. And you can see your loved ones in profound depth that makes you love them even more. So yes, he's perfectly fine. He loves you. He misses your constant adoring of him. He misses that. Okay.
Hello, Marie. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. I just found you today and absolutely love you and love your approach. And your energy is just so vibrant and beautiful. My name's Danica. I'm from Vancouver, BC, Canada. And my question is, I have a lot of family and loved ones on the other side. My son's there, my mom, and I've been taking some mediumship courses to be able to connect with them, which has been amazing. And I've got excellent feedback from people I've read for. And I'm 45 years old and I've been single for most of my life. And I have been asking the universe, please show me my true husband, my twin flame, my soulmate. And just about a year ago, he came to me and he's on the other side. And so I have been communicating with him as much as possible, but most of it is nonverbal through emotions, and he's been helping me move through some very intense blockages that have helped me also connect with my son on the other side as well. I am just wondering if you could just explore the idea of twin flames with me and kind of help me understand what this relationship is. He died the year that I was born, and I've been able to tap into his previous life and who he is now. And he's just a beautiful soul. And I'm just wondering if you could kind of give me some guidance of how to proceed with this sort of relationship. And I see that there's like a shift coming for humanity. I'm wondering if he's going to reincarnate or something in some way and we can be physical together, or if it's just going to be this type of relationship for the rest of my life. So any guidance about that, about twin flames and him specifically, or my son, of course, I always love to hear from him. So yeah, that's my broad question. Is whatever advice and guidance you are led to give me, I would very, very much appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, Danica, first and foremost, there isn't just one person for someone. There are lots of people that you could have incredible, amazing partnerships with. So I don't know what's happening with this person on the other side. Even people have more than one twin flame. So you have this pattern of being betrayed or disappointed in life. And so you keep creating these scenarios and these situations where you're betrayed again or disappointed again, like having your lover on the other side. What you want to look for when it comes to having a partner on earth is an earth mate, someone that you can enjoy earth with and have fun with them. People you can trust, who are honest, who are adoring and cherish you as you will be to them. So stop talking to this person on the other side. I'm not sure who it is. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing, but the way you're connecting with it and hoping that there's a reincarnation, most souls, when they leave Earth, spend 50 to 100 years on the other side before they reincarnate. And no one ever has to reincarnate to Earth, ever, ever, ever. There's billions of time space realities or realities where anyone can have a lifetime, or people can just stay in the heavens for our earth. No one has to reincarnate. Free will is the strongest law in the universe. So you've got to get out of this old vibration energy, because it's going to can kind of sabotage you and lead you down areas that are not healthy or accurate for you or anyone else. Your son is a delight. He's funny. He's very funny. He said, and no disrespect to you, by the way, but I always repeat what I hear, even if I'm like, really, I have to say that. But he said, I know my mom's just a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But he said it in the sweetest, kindest, loving, endearing way, which means he may not have always agreed with some of the things that you believed in or that you studied. And I'm a full believer in the multisensory world. But life is not complicated. The way that you described this person being on, that's complicated. It's not like that. Manifesting is not like that. Creating what you want is not like that. It's the simpler something is, the more authentic it is. The easier something is, the more authentic it is. So I want you to stop looking at the heavens and start looking at earth and let someone come in and love you and treat you with the great respect that you deserve. I think you're going to have to spend some time falling in love with you and do some inner child work. Reparent some of your inner children so that they stop blocking you from having the success that you deserve, at the very least in personal, intimate relationships. That's what I'm recommending. And your son is giving you big, gorgeous kisses, just blowing you kisses, just beautiful kisses. Okay. That was fun, by the way. Very interesting.
Hello, Marie. This is Sharat from Massachusetts. I've been sort of spontaneously doing energy work in my imagination since I was very young, enveloping people and trees and the earth with a sort of iridescent golden light. And I've also been told that I have energy in my hands, that I have the ability to heal with my hands. So I'm just wondering if you have any recommendations or sense any directions for me to pursue this type of work, not really commercially necessarily, but just, you know, in service for the highest good. So I'd appreciate it if you could give me some guidance on where to turn. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your podcast.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. In each one of the palms of our hand is a medium-sized chakra. And it's true. People heal through their hands. It's very common. And this is the only place where medium-sized chakras are, in the palms of the hand. And the hands connect to the heart chakras. Obviously, healing is a very loving, unconditionally detached experience, because the vibration in the heart chakra is universal love. And the universe thinks that everything's gorgeous. So there's a major detachment, but this major deep unconditional love at the same time. It's fascinating. I love that you've surrounded things with golden light. I think that's beautiful. And I think my favorite modality is Reiki. So I think you should consider studying Reiki. And here's some of my suggestions about that. If there's a different modality that makes you feel happier, then I would take that, number one, because I want you to follow your joy. Joy is the yellow brick road. Joy is where the answers and the solutions are to all things. It has to feel joyful first. And take Reiki from someone who doesn't teach it with fear. You know, when people start talking about, don't do this, or you can't do it that way, or bad things will happen, I would not take any energy modality from anything that's explaining energy in that way, ever. I would not. So someone who has a positive attitude, who runs high frequency, who's happy in their own life, fulfilled, you can always take my Reiki workshop. I know it's full for this year, but I teach it every year. So you could always come to Seattle, but there's lots of people in the world that teach Reiki. So that's a wonderful idea. And I don't want you to think of doing energy work to be of service. I think the whole idea of service needs to be eradicated from the old soul type people. They need to do things out of joy. That, you know, older souls come to earth to learn self-compassion. So they have to think of themselves first and foremost. And that's the hardest thing for all of us to do. Every single one of us. I was eating lunch with a friend today. We're walking into this restaurant. We're both the oldest children, the oldest daughters in our family. We raised our kids as single moms. Her certainly longer than I did. My kids were like 10, 12, and 14 when I became a full-time single parent. And her kids were younger. And we both opened up the door for the other. You know? We're both waiting for the other person to walk in front of us like we're complete gentlemen, seriously. And we're old souls, you know, we both work in the healing world. And old souls have to think about their own self-compassion and what's in their highest good, what's in their best interest. So don't think of service. I promise you, you will be of great service. I'm sure you already are in the world. And I'm sure you will be as a healer. But if you look at it from joy, you will be of greater service. Like, I love doing radio and podcasts and teaching classes, and all of those things bring me great joy. And then I get to affect more people because of the joy that it gives me. Okay, I hope that's helpful. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. It's been joyful and fun and interesting, as always. And thank you again. If you ever want to leave a voicemail for me to answer on the podcast, just go to energyintuitive.com, go to the podcast page, leave a voicemail, and you'll get a free self-hypnosis meditation. Bye-bye for now.